From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A congressional panel is warning that problems created by faulty foreclosure documents could have a severe impact on the nation's housing market and the overall economy. NPR's Paul Brown has some details on how the flawed documents may affect banks and efforts to help people stay in their homes.
The Congressional Oversight Panel says the full impact of banks' failure to completely check paperwork as they speed through foreclosures isn't yet known. But the report says if the record-keeping irregularities are even more widespread than is already believed, big banks could find themselves losing billions more dollars than they have so far in the real estate mess. That, in turn, could further disrupt an already depressed housing market. And the report says bigger loan losses and more trouble with documentation could further slow government programs to help people struggling to make monthly payments keep their homes. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Searchers in India looking through piles of rubble for any more survivors in the collapse of a ramshackle apartment building in New Delhi. At least 65 people were killed and scores of others were injured. NPR's Corey Flintoff says the building housed hundreds of people, mainly migrant workers and their families.
It's not clear yet why the structure collapsed, but residents told reporters that the landlord was violating building laws by constructing an additional story on top of the building. The incident illustrates a growing problem with India's booming economy. Migration into cities such as Delhi and Mumbai is driving up demand for cheap housing. Unscrupulous contractors put up buildings as fast as they can, and landlords try to cram as many people into them as possible. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, New Delhi.
At least 7 UN troops have been injured in clashes with rioters in Haiti who've taken to the streets to vent their anger over the cholera outbreak, which many Haitians believe was started by foreigners, in particular UN peacekeeping troops from Nepal. The rioting has spread to several cities and towns. Vincenzo Pugliese is a spokesman for UN forces in Haiti.
What I feel is that all this vulnerability that the population feels right now is being manipulated and directing the population towards one direction or another, which sometimes is not in our favor.
Pugliese says the Nepalese battalion in Haiti has no reported cases of cholera and no link has been shown between the soldiers and the cholera outbreak. But protesters say this is the first outbreak of cholera in Haiti in more than half a century. More than 900 people have died so far. Wholesale prices are up, but by less than expected, rising 0.4% in October. But excluding the volatile energy and food sectors, the Labor Department says wholesale prices actually declined 0.6% last month. That's the sharpest drop in more than 4 years. Stock prices are down so far on Wall Street today. The Dow Industrials declining 95 points to 11,106. The Nasdaq is off 19. This is NPR News. Security officials at Britain's Parliament complex in London have come out with a plan advising lawmakers how to handle any terrorist attack there, similar to one in Mumbai 2 years ago that killed more than 150 people. Larry Miller reports British lawmakers are being told to flee the complex at the first sign of trouble.
An emergency plan drawn up by police recommends that in the event of an armed attack on Parliament, lawmakers and staff should head for the nearest exits as fast as they can, not even stopping to help injured colleagues unless it's safe for them to do so. An email sent by Parliament's Sergeant-at-Arms also advises workers not to barricade themselves into their offices, explaining that many of the 175 Mumbai dead could have been saved had they been able to flee the heavily armed gunmen. Should a similar terrorist attack hit Parliament, staff will be alerted by a public address announcement urging them to flee, leaving behind paintings, emblems, and the House of Commons ceremonial mace. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs.
Apple is announcing it will finally begin offering some of the Beatles' greatest hits on its iTunes online music store. That word coming on Apple's website at this hour. The move fills a major gap in the offerings of the world's largest music retailer, and the deal is the culmination of years of negotiations following a trademark battle with Apple. Britain's Prince William says he'll marry his longtime girlfriend Kate Middleton next spring or summer in London. The announcement coming from William's father, Prince Charles, who says the couple will live in North Wales, where William is stationed with the Royal Air Force. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.